message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where today the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And it's great to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. We're soon to be joined by the folks on the MILB TV side, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday for a day game here in 775, and the Aces looking to earn a series win. Reno with a victory last night took a 3-2 lead in the 6-game set, and the Aces hoping to win today and win the series outright following a 4-2 win last night, a scintillating pitcher's duel. It was Brandon Pfaadt for the Aces and Cesar Valdez for the Bees. Aces past and present. Valdez part of that original Aces club in 2009, and Brandon Pfaadt, who has been dazzling in AAA, a part of an up-and-coming young nucleus of pitchers for the Diamondbacks. So the intrigue was there, and the game did not disappoint, as the Aces took a lead in the second inning on a leadoff home run by Seth Beer, and that was the only run until the seventh. These guys were dealing. Pfaadt allowing just one hit. He walked two, and he struck out four. And Pfaadt really never had an instance where he was under pressure. Again, the game kind of implied that he was under pressure the entire time because it was 1-0, but never was there an inning where it looked like Brandon Pfaadt was going to get caught in the quicksand, and it was impressive the way he handled the Bees lineup last night. Meanwhile, Valdez got himself in a groove after giving up that leadoff home run in the second to Beer, and again, it was 1-0 going to the bottom of the seventh, and the Aces would get 3 runs to pad the lead, a leadoff walk drawn by Beer, and then Dominic Canzone, an RBI triple. That made it 2-0 after Jake Hager plated Canzone with a sac fly. Camden Duzenac launched his second home run in as many games. That made it a 4-0 Reno lead. Valdez went 7 innings, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He was better than that line would imply. But again, those 3 runs in the 7th inning ballooned that line a little bit for Valdez. The Bees would score 2 runs off Keone Kella in the 8th inning with the 1 on and 2 out. Kella gave up a 2-run homer to Jake Polamalu out to right. That made it 4-2. But J.B. Wendelken would come on in the 9th inning, and Wendelken worked around a 2-out double hit by Mike Ford and got Jake Gatewood to ground out to end the ball game in short order last night. Our final totals, the Aces, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 2 stranded. The Bees, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they left 3. The winning pitcher, Brandon Pfaadt, and Pfaadt is now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Cesar Valdez, who's now 7-5. And J.B. Wendelken with his first save in an Aces uniform. In a game that took just 2 hours and 3 minutes, it was 1 minute longer than the shortest game ever played here, which was back on April the 22nd this season, 2:02. And it was Valdez who started that game, funny enough. So obviously there's a common denominator. But just 2 hours and 3 minutes last night to get it in. And to paid attendance, another big crowd, 7,073 were on hand last night. And it was an entertaining ball game to watch. So again, Reno going for the series win today. It'll be Dre Jameson on the mound for the Aces, and he'll be opposed by Michael Lorenzen for the Bees, and Lorenzen is rehabbing a shoulder ailment. Lorenzen this season with the end, and this will be his first AAA appearance since he appeared on rehab with Louisville last year when he was a member of the Cincinnati Reds, and Lorenzen had 4 relief appearances last year with the Louisville Bats. But this will be Lorenzen's first AAA slash minor league appearance since then, and again, he's rehabbing a shoulder ailment. So that's the starting pitching matchup today, and the Aces come into this game, in case you were wondering, with still a great lead on the Las Vegas Aviators, although Vegas was able to pull out that game last night versus Sacramento. The Aces are 8 games up on Vegas, 11 games up on the Bees, 14 games up on Tacoma, and 16 games up on Sacramento, where we will head next. The Aces and the Rivercats begin a series at Sutter Health Park on Tuesday. We'll talk about that as we go along here today. For now, the Aces have taken the field, and let's turn it over to the public address for today's national anthem. Following the anthem, we'll have the starting lineups and the first pitch. But first, the national anthem here in downtown Reno.
Thank you.
tonight, the national anthem on a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network, and welcome to our audience tuning in on MILB TV. Devin Galang directing our broadcast today, and his outstanding camera team will have all the pictures for you on a gorgeous day here in downtown Reno. The Aces and the Bees wrapping up this series, and Reno leading it 3-2 and aiming for a series win here this afternoon. Let's give you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Bees. As posted by manager Lou Marson, leading off the third baseman Matt Duffy on Major League Rehab, batting second to right fielder Dylan Thomas. Hitting third, second baseman Michael Stefanik, the cleanup batter, first baseman Mike Ford. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter Keen Wong, batting sixth, the catcher Chad Wallach. Batting seventh in center field, Steven Duggar. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Jake Gatewood. Batting ninth, the shortstop Jake Palamaki. Again, the Bees have Duffy at third, Thomas in right, Stefanik at second, Ford at first, Wong the DH, Wallach catching, Duggar in center, Gatewood in left, Palamaki to shortstop. The starting nine for the Aces is posted by manager Gil Velasquez, leading off the center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Batting second to right fielder Corbin Carroll, hitting third designated hitter Buddy Kennedy, the cleanup batter, first baseman Seth Beer. Hitting fifth in left field, Dominic Canzone. Batting sixth, the third baseman Jake Hager. And rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh, the shortstop Camden Duzenak. Hitting eighth, the catcher Dominic Maroglio. And batting ninth, the second baseman Drew Stankiewicz, making his Reno Aces debut. And we'll talk more about Drew Stankiewicz as we go along here. But it is Fletcher in center, Carroll in right, Kennedy the DH, Beer at first, Canzone in left, Hager at third, Duzenak shortstop, Maroglio catching, and Stankiewicz at second. Michael Lorenzen will start on Major League Rehab for the Bees. We'll talk more about him when we get to the bottom of the first. But for the Aces, it is Dre Jameson on the mound, and Jameson will face Matt Duffy to begin his outing today. Our home plate umpire is Sam Birch up the first baseline, the crew chief Lou Williams, and across the way at third, it is James Fitzpatrick. Jameson ready to go, and the first pitch of our ball game is at 1:06 p.m. Pacific time, and it's bounced foul by Duffy. And it's strike one on Matt Duffy. Duffy in from the right side, and again on Major League Rehab with back spasms. Game time temperature 93 degrees here in downtown Reno. Now we'll set the defense for you for the Aces after this 0-1 pitch, and Jameson delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Good pitch down and in. That was a changeup from Dre, and it's nothing in two. The outfield left to right, Dominic Canzone, Dominic Fletcher, and Corbin Carroll. And the infield third to first, Jake Hager, Camden Duzenak, Drew Stankiewicz, and Seth Beer. Behind the plate, Dominic Maroglio, who often handles Dre Jameson, the right-hander out of Ball State. A miss, and you can't open better than that. Dre Jameson on three pitches strikes out Matt Duffy, and that last one was an 86-mile-an-hour slider. Some soft stuff to Duffy. Changeup down and in, and the slider away. And that is how our ball game begins. So one away, and Dylan Thomas in from the left side. Thomas batting 314 home runs and 60 runs batted in. And the shortstop Duzenak shaded toward the middle. The third baseman Hager well off the line, and that pitch is swung on and missed. And it's nothing in one. Jameson comes in, making his 19th appearance, his 18th start for the Aces. 4-9 is his record. And Dre deals, and a swing and a pop-up foul off to the left. Nothing in two on Dylan Thomas. Jameson, a 6.90 earned run average. And for Jameson, this is his fourth start versus Salt Lake. Has an ERA of 4 in 18 innings this season versus the Bees. The 0-2 is down and in. And a count of 1-2. Jameson's most recent outing versus Salt Lake was on the 16th earlier in this series. And he gave up 6 runs on 11 hits in 5 innings. Pitch is in the dirt, and it's 2-2. That far and away was the worst game of the series for the Aces, the opener on Tuesday. They lost 10-2, and just kind of a flat spot for Reno after a great road trip where they went 9-3. It's almost like they came home and just ran into a tough spot, and not much offense that night. The Aces were out hit 14-4, and Salt Lake had 11 of their hits come off of Dre Jameson. The 2-2 is swung on and fouled off to the left, so it stays 2-2 to Dylan Thomas. Wow. Jameson, the start before that versus Salt Lake, was on the 30th. That was before the long road trip, July 30th here. He was brilliant, went seven innings, allowed one run on four hits. And the start at Salt Lake on the 24th, he allowed one run as well, as that's lined towards short. The overshifted shortstop, Camden Duzenac. That Duzenac with a dive to his left, and he spears it for out number two. Duzenac lunging to his left, and a belly flop on the shallow right center field grass. So two down, and Michael Stefanik in from the right side. Nice play by Duzenac, and a pitch. And it is in tight, ball one. And again, when those plays occur early in the ball game, those have a tendency to help get a pitcher in a groove. So you can't underestimate the significance of that play. Say if Jameson goes on to have a brilliant start, that play, you got to remember, is that pitch is in tight. And it's two balls and no strikes. But I was saying that Jameson, his only other start at Salt Lake, or the only start that he had at Salt Lake, was on the 24th of June. He gave up one run in six innings with eight strikeouts. Is that pitch in for a strike? And it's 2-1. So really just his last start versus the Bees on Tuesday, the fly in the ointment for Trey Jameson as far as going head-to-head with this club. Two balls and one strike, and here comes, and a swing and a liner caught by the third baseman Hager, and a couple of line drives, but nothing doing for the Bees in that top of the first inning. That was stung by Stefanik, and Jake Hager extending the glove out to his left after that diving play made by Duzenac for out number two. Hager spears the hard contact for the final out. Nothing across for the Bees in the top of the first. We go to the home half. It's Salt Lake nothing and Reno coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Michael Lorenzen on Major League Rehab for the Bees. He toes the slab here in the bottom of the first inning, and the Aces will have Dominic Fletcher, Corbin Carroll, and Buddy Kennedy scheduled to welcome Lorenzen here in the bottom of the first. The defense behind Lorenzen, the outfield left to right, Jake Gatewood, Stephen Duggar, Dylan Thomas, the infield third to first, Matt Duffy, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Mike Ford. Chad Wallach behind the plate. And Lorenzen, the aforementioned right-hander, is on the mound. Lorenzen in his first season with the Angels, and he is rehabbing a shoulder ailment, and a pitch on the way is taken inside, ball one, by Dominic Fletcher, who's batting .305, four homers and 24 runs batted in. This is his first game on rehab, talking about Lorenzen as the 1-0. And a swing and a broken bat flare, shallow center field, and a base hit. Dominic Fletcher got sawed off, and the bat went helicoptering all the way toward the first base coach's box. That one just lobbed into shallow center field, and the shrapnel being picked up in first base foul territory from Fletcher's bat. Hey, when you're running good, you're running good. And Dominic Fletcher seems to be always running hot since he's arrived in Reno. And Corbin Carroll in from the left side. The shift on to the right, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back to our left, and it's strike one on Carroll. Corbin batting 296, 5 home runs and 18 runs batted in. Lorenzen on a one-year contract with the Angels. He signed this past offseason as that pitch is in tight. And it is one ball and one strike. Lorenzen, $6.75 million. He signed that contract on November 30th. The pitch and a swing and a shot to the left side and past the dive of the third baseman Duffy and into left field. A base hit for Corbin Carroll. And a start for the Aces with back-to-back knocks off Lorenzen here in the bottom of the first. They were playing him in the shift, and Corbin Carroll says, all right, I'll go the other way. So two on, nobody out, and Buddy Kennedy is coming up next. Kennedy in from the right side, batting 281 with four homers and 30 runs batted in. Lorenzen pauses, and the pitch to Kennedy is swung on and lifted to right center field. That's toward the gap. Duggar and Thomas going over, and Dylan Thomas will make the catch. The lead runner, Fletcher, will tag and advance to third. So it's a productive out for Buddy Kennedy. And I was convinced at the crack of the bat that that was going to sit for him. That hung up, I think, longer than a lot of people anticipated. Dylan Thomas coming to his right. Thomas can cover a lot of ground out there. Got a good read on it on this sunny day. Seth Beer coming up next in from the left side. Bright sunshine today. Literally not a cloud in the sky. Beer in from the left side with runners in the corners now and one out. And there is no throw down from Chad Wallach. Well, the ace is daring Wallach to try and catch Corbin Carroll and hazard the throw to second with Fletcher lingering 90 feet away at third. So Carroll relatively easy there, uncontested. And now two in scoring position for Seth. Again, Beer batting 247, 13 homers and 50 runs batted in. And the 1-0. And Seth swings and rolls it to the right side. It's going to be taken by Mike Ford. It'll get a run, and as Ford calls off Lorenzen, takes it himself. Three unassisted, and with that, Beer picks up his 51st RBI of the season, and the Aces pick up a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Beer puts it in play, and the Bees, with that soft contact, have to concede the run. Carroll up to third with two outs for Dominic Canzone. Canzone batting 277, 12 homers, and 51 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and it is in for a strike and nothing in one. Three to the right of second. So they shift Canzone, and it is Palamaki, the shortstop, playing to the right of second. A lot of times, Salt Lake does that exchange where they have the third baseman over there, but it's the shortstop, Palamaki, that's swung on and looped foul into the seats down the left field side. No balls and two strikes to Canzone. Carroll at third base, hoping he can cross home plate on a clutch two-out hit by Dominic Canzone. No balls and two strikes. And Lorenzen turns and fires, and it's way outside, sticking his glove way out to the left, Wallach. One ball and two strikes. This will be Lorenzen's 12th pitch of the inning. Here it is, and a swing and a miss. And it down on strikes goes Canzone. That was a changeup away at 85, so Canzone was out in front of it. And Lorenzen gives up just the one run after giving up back-to-back singles to start this inning, and that's his first strikeout. For the Aces, one run, two hits, no errors, and one left. And we played one inning in downtown Reno. The Aces won, and the Bees nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Usually says things like, let's buy a dune buggy, or sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law. That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Top of the second inning, Mike Ford leads it off for the Bees, and the first pitch from Trey Jameson swung on and tapped weakly to the right side. To his left, Scoots Duzenac, and the shortstop in the shift has it, throws on to first to get Ford. And on one pitch, Jameson has one out in the top of the second. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? On a Chamber of Commerce Sunday, Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us here in downtown Reno. This is about as good as it gets weather-wise. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Keen Wong. Not a cloud in the sky. The sun just looks all that more vivid today. The 0-1, and a swing and a bouncer foul up the first base side. And it's nothing and two on Wong, batting .274, three homers and 40 runs batted in. Wong was the leadoff hitter for the Bees last night. He went 0-for-3 with a walk. Two nights ago, he doubled. So his last hit was on Friday. It was a double in the sixth inning. Came off Ryan Nelson. The 0-2, and a swing and a tapper hit weakly to the left side. Jameson lunges off the mound to his right. Fields throws to first and in time to get Keen Wong. And that's Trey Jameson, the Gold Glover, fielding his position. Jameson lunging backhand, and from the third base side of the infield on to first, a nice play. Jameson helping himself out there. And it's been five up and five down for Dre. With a smile, he climbs back atop the hill. And Chad Wallach in from the right side. Second baseman Stankiewicz is shaded toward the middle, and Wallach swings and foul tips the first pitch into the mitt of Maroglio, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and a swing and a chop to the left side. It's going to be taken on the second bounce with a backhand by Hager. Throw across the diamond is a bit low, but it's dug out by Beer without a hitch. And that ends a 1-2-3 inning for Jameson. Three up, three down, all ground outs. No runs, hits, errors, and none left for the Bees. We go to the bottom of the second. The Aces one and the Bees nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do in Carson City. Start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the
a spectacular summer Sunday in downtown Reno. We head to the bottom of the second, and Jake Hager leads it off, and Hager will take up and away ball one, be followed by Camden Duzenac and Dominic Maroglio. Aces one, B's nothing. Reno getting a run on an RBI ground out by Seth Beer in the first, and Hager takes that pitch for a strike. And it's even at 1-1. Jake batting .234, three homers, 26 runs batted in, has homered twice in the last week. 1-1, and Hager takes up over his head. That pitch got away from Lorenzen. Tried to throw a slider, and it slipped out of his hand. Look out. Two balls and one strike. Lorenzen, a Fullerton native, so he's an Orange County guy, pitching for his hometown team. He was drafted by the Cincinnati Reds, 38th overall in 2013. That pitch is low and outside. And it's 3-1. Lorenzen out of Cal State Fullerton. Played in a very tough Big West Conference, one of the great baseball conferences in the country. The 3-1 is swung on and missed. And it's now 3-2. I know people on the West Coast very, very familiar with how potent the Big West is baseball-wise, but I'm not sure people around the country really know. That is low and outside, ball four. So Hager draws a walk, and that gives the Aces a start for a second straight inning. Reno got a leadoff single from Fletcher in the first, and now a leadoff walk drawn by Hager here in the second. And Camden Duzenac will be in from the right side. Doozy has homered in two straight games. .249 his average, 11 homers and 42 runs batted in. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle, and Duzenac takes in tight, ball one. So Duzenac's had a nice homestand. Made that nice play behind Dre Jameson for out number two of this ball game. Hager takes off, and Duzenac swings and lines into left center field, and that is a base hit. It's rolling into the alley. Hager hitting third. He's being waved by Mark Reed. The relay throw will be late as Hager scores standing up on an RBI double by Camden Duzenac, who continues his hot hitting here on this homestand. And Duzenac gives the Aces a 2-0 lead. Hager had second base pretty well stolen, and Duzenac swung at the pitch and lined it up the alley in left center. Cut off before it hit the warning track. Deep enough in the alley to get to second and get Hager home standing. So Reno 2 and Salt Lake nothing. On the double by Dews. Here's the pitch. And it is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Dominic Maroglio, batting .272, nine homers and 32 runs batted in. This is exactly the start to this game that the Aces had envisioned, as that pitch is going to miss. One ball and one strike. There has been crisp defense, and it's lended some momentum, I think, to the offense. Aces have scored here in back-to-back innings. Pitch, and it's outside. Two balls and one strike. Lorenzen's 2-1 is swung on and fouled off to the right. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back. And the count stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was an elevated 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls, two strikes. At second base, Duzenak with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second inning, the pitch, and Marolio swings and skies it. Third base side, now left field foul territory, and both Duffy and Palamaki shielding their eyes with their gloves, and it's going to be back into the seats and out of play. So it stays 2-2 on Marolio. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Marolio takes off the outside. So now full count, 3-2. Michael Lorenzen, of course, a very good two-way player. Lorenzen has 133 major league at-bats, a .233 career average in the big league, 7 homers and 24 ribbies. 3-2 is swung on and looped toward left field. Gatewood is coming in, crouched down, and Gatewood makes the catch for the first out. So Marolio puts it in play to left, but it wouldn't sit for him. And here is Drew Stankiewicz making his Aces debut. Stankiewicz in from the right side, coming up from Double-A Amarillo, where he played in 87 games. And the pitch is off the outside, ball one. Stankiewicz hit .233 with Amarillo, 13 homers and 54 runs batted in. This is not his Triple-A debut. He played last season with the St. Paul Saints. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a shot to the right side on one bounce glove, though, by Stefanik. And from shallow right, he throws to first in time to get Stankiewicz for out number two. Up to third base goes Duzenak. Now two outs, and it goes back to the top of the order, and Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher one for one. He singled and scored in the first inning. The Aces two and the Bees nothing. Reno with a run home here in the bottom of the second. Camden Duzenak now at third base, with two outs and a pitch. And it is taken low, a check swing, and no on the appeals. His third base umpire, James Fitzpatrick. One ball and no strikes to Fletcher. This inning following a similar script to that of the first. First two batters reaching, and Lorenzen trying to make it three in a row retired after that. The pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Lorenzen gave up back-to-back singles in the first, then got a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout. He gave up a walk and a double to start this inning. Since then, a fly out and a ground out. Pitch. And a swing and a foul off to the left, and it's 2-1. That ball found a fan sitting in the first row behind the third base dugout. And I mean, when I tell you, that ball was destined to be in the hands of that fan. It came from the suites to the lower level off of the screen, and then shot right into the lap of that fan who got it. To his surprise, that's fouled back, and it's 2-2. That was zero effort put into getting that souvenir. Two balls and two strikes to Fletcher. A swing and a fly ball served to left center field. Gatewood and Duggar going over, and this is off his shades. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Fletcher tried to go to the gap in left center, and couldn't quite get it down between Gatewood and Duggar. The inning is over. The Aces settle for one run on one hit, and the leadoff walk blossoms into a run. No errors, and one man stranded, and we go to the third. It's now Reno 2 and Salt Lake nothing on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Trey Jameson's retired all six that he's faced and now works with a 2-0 lead. And it deals a strike to Steven Duggar. It's nothing and one to Duggar, who's in from the left side. Batting 184, two homers and 10 runs batted in. Three to the right of second with the shift, and the third baseman Hager playing the shortstop spot as that swung on and missed by Duggar. And it's nothing and two. And Jameson has featured a lot of off-speed pitches here in the early going. That was a slider in on the hands. Jameson has thrown 21 pitches, 17 strikes to this point. The pitch is swung on and bounced up the first base side. It's going to be foul just on the last bounce, crossing into foul territory. Beer was hoping it would stay fair. That would have been an easy play for him. Jameson into his motion. The 0-2 is swung on and pulled to the right side. It's going to be taken by Stankiewicz on the short right field grass. He throws to first in time to get Duggar. And one up and one down, seven up and seven down now for Dre Jameson, who continues to pump strikes. So in from the right side is Jake Gatewood batting .230, 16 homers and 45 runs batted in. The outfield straight away, the shift onto the left side. And a pitch, and Gatewood takes low and outside ball one, just the fifth ball of 24 pitches thrown by Dre Jameson. Gatewood, an imposing presence in the batter's box, 6'5", 190 pounds. Born in Visalia, California, home, of course, to the Diamondbacks Low A Club. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss. 97 on that fastball, up and in. And it's 1-1. We talked about Jameson featuring some off-speed pitches early. That was just power stuff there from Dre. Here's the 1-1, and it is a strike. One ball, two strikes. Jameson trying to retire his eighth straight hitter. First baseman Beer is well off the line, about even with the bag. Jameson on the third base side of the rubber. And the 1-2 is swung on and pulled to the left side. It's going to be taken by Jake Hager. He throws on to first and in time to get Gatewood. Good stretch on the back end by Beer. And two ground ball outs induced by Jameson. And his last five outs have been ground outs. Jake Palamaki in from the left side. The outfield straight away, and Jameson deals, and Palamaki's going to bunt. Third base side charging, barehanding is Hager, and he will not have a play. So Jake Palamaki dropping a bunt down with two outs, and he becomes the B's first base runner of the game. So that, for the moment, disrupts the rhythm of Dre Jameson. That might be a little annoying there for Dre, having that bunt drop down. So Duffy in from the right side. Now Jameson for the first time working with a man on, and the pitch is swung on and pulled to the shortstop, Duznak. He has it, gives an underhand toss to second. A good stretch by Stankiewicz in time to get Palamaki, who was hustling to second and tried to go in with a feet first slide and almost got there. But after the bunt single breaks up the eight in a row, retired Jameson on one pitch induces a fielder's choice force play, 6-4 to end the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left for the Bees in the third. And we go to the home half. It's the Aces 2 and the Bees nothing on MILB TV, the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Corbin Carroll in from the left side and facing Michael Lorenzen, who's out there having thrown 35 pitches over 2 innings. And the first pitch to Carroll will miss for ball one. That was upstairs. Corbin singled to left his first time up. 3 to the right of second. Center fielder Duggar slightly towards left, and the pitch is taken up and away. And it's 2-0 to Carroll, to be followed by Buddy Kennedy and Seth Beard. Reno 2 runs, 3 hits. Salt Lake no runs, 1 hit. That bunt single with 2 outs in the top of the third, as that pitch is going to miss, and it was not received cleanly by Wallach, and I think maybe Wallach got either crossed up or in some way, maybe it got foul tipped. I'm not sure if he foul tipped it. They're gonna put a strike up there, so yeah, it must have just glanced off the bat of Carroll and then hit off the foot of Wallach. Tough for us to tell from up here at first glance. The replay helped. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a miss, and now 2-2. Good zip on that fastball from Lorenzen, 93. The 2-2, and a swing and a fly ball lifted to straightaway center field. It sends Duggar back, angled to his left, and Duggar makes the catch just as he gets onto the warning track for out number one. That ball jumped off of Carroll's bat. I didn't think it was getting that far out there. But to the straightaway center field, Steven Duggar just in front of the warning track making the catch. That was hit just over 97 miles an hour, 385 feet, according to TrackMan. So one away, and here's Buddy Kennedy in from the right side. The second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle, and the pitch from Lorenzen is taken by Buddy for a strike. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Kennedy was well out in front of that. The change up there from Lorenzen. Here's the pitch, and Kennedy swings and foul tips it into the mitt of the catcher Wallach. So two up and two down for Lorenzen. After the first two batters in each of the first two innings reached base, Lorenzen has retired back-to-back hitters to start the third. So a much different start to this inning than the other two for Lorenzen, who picks up his second strikeout with two gone. Seth Beer, who's 0-for-1 with an RBI. Beer grounded to first his only other time, but it produced a run as the pitch is taken low and in ball one with a shift on to the right side. The third baseman, Duffy, is playing the shortstop spot. Palamaki, the shortstop, is playing in the shift to the right of second. The center fielder, Duggar, slightly to left, and the pitch is taken for a strike. And it's 1-1. Something that's always intrigued me, why, if you get a runner in from third on a fly ball out, do you not get charged with an at-bat? But if you ground out to bring in a run, you get charged with an at-bat. Here's the 1-1, and it's up and outside. For one with an RBI, because he grounded to first, but had he flied to left to bring in the run, he'd not have an official at-bat. His average wouldn't have taken a hit, and he still would have the RBI. Never got why you're charged with an at-bat in the ground-out situation. The 2-1 is swung on and looped toward left field. This is going to hang up there for Gatewood. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. And we'll just leave that as food for thought. I've always just kind of been intrigued by it. You get a run in, you get a run in. But in one instance, you're charged for the at-bat, and one, you're not. Nothing across for the Aces in the third, and that's the first clean inning worked by Lorenzen. Now we go to the middle innings, top of the fourth. It's Reno 2 and Salt Lake nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily, open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at Baseball Hall. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the fourth inning, misses wide to Dylan Thomas. Ball one to Thomas, who lined out to the shortstop, Camden Dusenak, who had a nice diving play in the shifts. And that pitch is in for a strike at the knees, and it's even at 1-1. Dre Jameson has thrown 31 pitches, 25 for strikes. It's almost like he's on a strike-throwing mission today. Here's the 1-1. And it's low and inside, and it's two balls and a strike to Dylan Thomas. And what do we say about that Dusenak diving catch? It ended up being the second out of the game, and it also got Jameson in that groove where he retired eight in a row before the bunt single by Palamaki, a swing and a foul off to the left. Two balls and two strikes. Again, it had been eight up and eight down for Jameson, and then Jake Palamaki dropping a bunt single to the third base side to disrupt that. But to Jameson getting the final out of the third on the next pitch as he got Matt Duffy to ground into a fielder's choice. 2-2. And it's in tight to the backstop. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball that Jameson overcooked. Aces 2, B's nothing. Reno out hitting Salt Lake 3-1. Neither team has committed an error. And the 3-2 is just off the outside, ball four. Jameson tried to dot the outside edge with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he just missed wide. So Thomas is on, and that is the first walk issued by Jameson. It's the first time the Bees have had the leadoff man reach base. And Michael Stefanik comes up next. Here's the pitch, and Stefanik takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in one. Stefanik hit the ball hard his first time up, lining out to Jake Hager to end that first inning. Jameson, Bennett the waist. And the pitch is in tight, and it's 1-1. Aces with the red BLC look today, by the way. Reno on the red jersey written in white cursive script, and then the BLC hats on Sundays, always here at Greater Nevada Field. Here's the 1-1, and it is in tight. 90-mile-an-hour pitch there from Jameson, spun Stefanik, and it's 2-1. Bees have their gold jerseys again today, so it's red and gold, the colors of the day here at Greater Nevada Field. Two balls and one strike, and Stefanik taking a moment out of the batter's box. The 2-1, and it's in the dirt, and now three balls and a strike to Michael Stefanik. Mike Ford in the on-deck circle. This becomes a big pitch here from Jameson. 3-1 to Stefanik, and the last thing Jameson wants here is back-to-back walks. The 3-1, and a swing and a chop toward the second baseman Stankiewicz. Shovel pass to Duzenak for one. Jump throw to first for two, and a double play. And that is what Trey Jameson wants. 4-6-3 on the buy one, get one free, and Stankiewicz a nice shovel pass to Duzenak, and then Duzenak with the jump throw to first and plenty of time to double up Stefanik. So Jameson, who was in danger of walking back-to-back hitters, instead induces the 4-6-3 double play that changes the complexion of this inning instantly. And now Ford in from the left side, and the pitch, and Ford takes low and in. 97 on that fastball. Here's the 1-0, and it's in tight. Two balls and no strikes. Jameson went 13-5 in his career at Ball State. 3.52 ERA. The 2-0 is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. 2018 MAC Freshman Pitcher of the Year. First team All-MAC, that was in 2018. Second team All-American in 2019, as that pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 2-2. Also the 2019 MAC Pitcher of the Year, first team All-MAC again in 2019. Jameson was highly decorated at his time at Ball State. Two balls and two strikes to Ford. The pitch is in tight, and a Ford jackknifing out of the way as that one rifled to the backstop. 97. Well, pitches like that make for an uncomfortable at bat. Three balls, two strikes. Jameson trying to face the minimum for a third time in four frames. The pitch is swung on and lifted to left center field. This should get it done. Canzone moving to his left, and Canzone will make the catch. And indeed, Jameson does face the minimum despite the leadoff walk here in the fourth. He gets that 4-6-3 double play. Trey Jameson is dialed today. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's the Aces 2 and the Bees nothing on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swiftur.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today
at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Nothing. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and a new pitcher for Salt Lake. The rehab assignment for Michael Lorenzen is done today, and Jansen Junk will be the new pitcher. This was the plan all along, to have Lorenzen do his rehab and then bring Junk in a clean inning, and here we are in the bottom of the fourth as that pitch is outside ball one. Tires the last five batters that he faced. And Lorenzen went three innings. He allowed two runs. They were both earned on three hits as that swung on and fouled back. May have glanced off the equipment of the catcher, Wallach. One ball and one strike. Yeah, I got ski-balled right off the mask. One ball and one strike to Canzone. And a pitch. And Canzone going to try and bunt, but he pops it up. Back of home plate, third base on deck area, but that will not stay up long enough there for... Chad Wallach, who says hello to Gil Velasquez as he approaches the sidewall. One ball and two strikes. Lorenzen walked one and struck out two. So again, Michael Lorenzen's final line. Three innings, he allowed two runs. Both earned on three hits. He walked one and struck out two. And now Jansen Junk for Salt Lake. Pitch, and Canzone takes upstairs. And it's 2-2. Pitch is up and away, and now three balls and two strikes. This is the first time that Junk has come out of the bullpen. His previous 10 appearances with the Bees this season had all been starts. 1-3 with a 3.88 ERA. In 48 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 21 runs, all earned on 45 hits, 11 walks, 40 strikeouts. There's a swing and a miss by Canzone on a slider. That was pretty center cut, elevated, but toward the middle of the plate, and Canzone is down on strikes. And this begins the outing for Jansen Junk. A nice start for him. One away, and Jake Hager coming up next. Junk, a Yankees draft selection, 22nd round in 2017, out of Seattle University. The pitch is swung on and missed, and nothing in one to Hager, who waves at a slider and misses. Jansen Junk, a Pacific Northwest guy, Decatur High School in Federal Way, Washington, just outside of Seattle. That's fouled back to the right. No balls and two strikes. Jansen Junk made his Major League debut last season with the Angels. He had four starts with the Halos, 0-1, a 3.86 ERA. He's gotten back up this season for 8 1/3 innings. Three appearances, two of them starts. The pitch is up high, and it's 1-2. And with the Halos this year, he's 1-1 with a 6.48 ERA. And again, with the Bees, 1-3 with a 3.88 earned run average. One ball and two strikes to Hager. Balanced infield, second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle. That pitch up high. And it's 2-2. Center fielder Duggar is slightly towards right. Sun-soaked. The 2-2. And a swing and a pop-up. This is back to our right and out of play. Two balls, two strikes to Hager. The pitch up and in, and Hager spins back out of the way. Hager ducking out of the way of that slider up and in from Jansen Junk. Three balls and two strikes to Hager. Duzenak is on deck with one out of the bases empty. Three-two, and Hager swings and misses, and he is down on strikes. A slider that was in tight. So back-to-back K's for Jansen Junk and Camden Duzenak coming up next. By the way, I may have misspoke. Lorenzen retired the last six batters that he faced. I think I may have said five, but he retired the last six that he faced. So this now makes it eight in a row set down by Salt Lake pitching. And the pitch is swung on and ripped toward the left field line, but it hooks foul off the tarp and caroms down to the corner. Duzenak hit a ball hard his first time up, and he doubled to left center field, driving in Jake Hager. That was the second Reno run. And again, the Aces runs coming off of Michael Lorenzen on rehab. He went three innings, allowed two runs, both earned on three hits, one walk, two strikeouts, and he retired the last six batters that he faced. Junk's 0-1, and it's inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Jansen Junk's first Triple-A time came as a Yankees farmhand in 2019. He only had one game. It was a spot start with Scranton, and had two and a third innings worked that season, as that's fouled back. That was the first time that he saw Triple-A. The next time that he saw it was this season. He didn't get to Triple-A last year. He was with the Yankees in Double-A. And then the Angels in Double-A, and then he had those four big league appearances. So he leapfrogged past Triple-A for those four appearances with the Angels last season. The 1-2 is swung on and lifted to deep left center field. Could it be the third home run in as many games for Duzenak? It is! The exact same spot he parked at last night. Camden Duzenak homers in a third straight game. And it's the second RBI for Doozy today, and it's 3-0 Reno. Camden Duzenak has found his power the last few games. And it's been that same spot in back-to-back games for Duzenak to left center field, and it's 3-0 Aces. And here's the pitch to Dominic Maroglio, and it is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Duzenak homered last night in the seventh inning, and Duzenak had that three-run homer, that key home run, as part of the six-run first inning on Friday. And Maroglio swings and lines one to left center. That'll drop for a base hit. It's cut off deep there by Duggar, and now Maroglio with a wide turn, but he'll apply the brakes. Maroglio is thinking about perhaps taking two. So the Aces' bats have come to life here in the fourth inning with two outs after Junk started with back-to-back strikeouts. The Duzenak homer and now a Maroglio double. And now Stankiewicz in from the left side, and he takes in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Stankiewicz, in his first at-bat in an Aces uniform, grounded into the shift to the second baseman, Stefanik. And a swing and a miss, and now nothing in two. So again, back-to-back strikeouts, the Duzenak homer, Maroglio single. No balls and two strikes to Stankiewicz. Third baseman Duffy is well off the line. And now he'll call Palamaki back toward the left side of the infield. So it's a balanced infield now. The pitch is in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Nice block by Wallach. They had that shift on. And then with two strikes, Duffy beckoned Palamaki, the shortstop, to come back to the left side of the infield. So with two strikes, they play Stankiewicz straight up. Drew's dad, Andy, the head coach at USC, former major leaguer in his own right. Here's the 1-2, and it is in tight. Two balls and two strikes. With Maroglio at first. In a 3-0 game, the Aces leading. They about hit Salt Lake 5-1. Straight up alignment, the center fielder Duggar maybe a step or two towards left center. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul tip, squeezed. Oh no, it was, are they going to say it was squeezed by Wallach, and that ends the inning. Wallach did squeeze it, and he went to show the ball to the umpire and dropped it. And, oh man, that was a juggling act there by Wallach. There's some philosophical discussion you can get into there as to what's squeezing a foul tip, but we won't go down that rabbit hole. The home plate umpire, Sam Birch, said it was good enough for him, so Stankiewicz is down on strikes. Three strikeouts in the inning for Junk, but a home run by Camden Dusenak with two outs widens the lead for Reno. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left. And now to the fifth. It's 3-0 Aces on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with freshness and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works, be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Dre Jameson now working with a 3-0 advantage as we go to the fifth inning. Jameson's been brilliant. He's allowed just one hit. He's worked around a walk, inducing a double play immediately thereafter. And Akeen Wong will take the first pitch of the fifth inning low for ball one. Dre's thrown only 47 pitches. That was a 92-mile-an-hour sinker there from Jameson. The third baseman, Hager, tight to the infield, grass at third. And a pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. This has been a rare count for Jameson in this game. Jameson's been pumping mostly strikes. 48 pitches, 31 strikes. 2-0, and a swing and a miss. Big swing by Wong. And he came up empty, and it's 2-1. Jameson retired the first eight batters that he faced before Jake Palamaki broke that up with a bunt single. Jameson, after issuing a leadoff walk to Dylan Thomas in the fourth, induced a 4-6-3 double play by Stefanik. There's his count at 2-2. This is where Dre Jameson can be very dangerous, has such an arsenal. He's working with a lead and a two-strike count. And Keen Wong, I don't know if he can really sit on a pitch here. The 2-2 is swung on in line, foul off to the left. Changeup is what he got away at 86. And Wong spoiling it off to the left. Two balls, two strikes. Jameson into his motion. The 2-2 is swinging a ground ball hit weakly to short. It's going to be taken by Dusenak, who throws on to first in time to get Wong. And that is out number one here in the fifth inning. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Pitch is outside, ball one to Chad Wallach. And Wallach grounded to third, his only other time up. Outfield straight away, two on either side of second. Pitch is going to be a strike on a swing. Wallach tried to hold up on a slider away and put the bat through the zone. Home plate umpire didn't need any help, as Sam Birch calls it himself. One ball and one strike. One-one, and a swing and a shot up the middle and through for a base hit. There's a 1-1 sinker there from Jameson, and it caught the zone, the bottom portion of the zone, but Wallach took it into straightaway center field for a base hit, and that's the first Salt Lake hit to the outfield today. Just the B's second hit of the ballgame. Right behind Dre, and right up the gut over the second base bag. So one-on-one one out, and Steven Duggar, who's in from the left side. Pitch and a swing and a foul ball lifted off to the left and out of play. The 0-1, and it is in tight, and it's one ball and one strike to Duggar. Wallach, the lone base runner at first. There's the pitch, and it's low and inside. Now 2-1. Wallach does have one steal, and he's been successful in that opportunity, does not have many opportunities, and not a guy you'd expect to be going. 2-1 rather, is swung on and missed, and now it's 2-2 to Duggar. Gatewood in the on-deck circle. 93 on that pitch from Jameson, and that was elevated. The 2-2, and a breaking ball misses off the outside. That was a backdoor slider. Three balls and two strikes. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jameson go to a sinker here and try and induce this double play. He was able to do that in the fourth inning, the last inning, with Stefanik up. 3-2, and it is strike three called. He threw him a backdoor slider instead and threw it for a strike in the perfect spot. Bottom corner of the zone, and it freezes Steven Duggar. Dre Jameson razor sharp today, and that's his second strikeout. And with two away, Jake Gatewood, who grounded a third, his only other time up. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Aces three, B's nothing. Top of the fifth inning. Three to the left of second. Stankiewicz, the second baseman, is to the left of the bag. Outfield straight away, and the 0-1 is low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1. And a check swing, but that pitch was a called strike, so no need to appeal the swing. No matter how you slice it, it's a strike. And it would have been a swing anyways. But with Hawkeye, it registered as a strike, so no need to appeal. One ball, two strikes to Gatewood. Beer holding Wallach at first base. Jameson, third base side of the rubber, delivers, and it's in the dirt and to the backstop. It'll get by Marolio. And on a wild pitch up to second base goes Chad Wallach. So for the first time, the Bees have a runner in scoring position today. But again, Jameson one strike away from escaping this inning. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a foul ball chopped above the third base dugout into the netting. No breeze to speak of right now. Those flags are dormant out in right field. But even though there's no breeze, still a very comfortable day here at Greater Nevada Field. It's not searing heat at all. At least it doesn't feel that way here. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul topped to the backstop. I'm sure if you're in the actual sun, it's probably a little bit warmer, but it's still nothing that feels terribly uncomfortable. Great day to be out in short sleeves, tank tops. Two balls and two strikes to Gatewood. Jameson comes set, and the 2-2, and Gatewood swings and chops that one foul over to the third base on deck area. So Gatewood trying to tax Jameson's pitch count here a little bit. Dre now at 68 pitches. This will be number 69. The 2-2. And a swing and a fly ball line to straightaway center field. Fletcher being sent back, and Fletcher has to go over his head and one hop over the fence. And that is a big break for Jameson because that is a ground rule double. That may have gotten Wallach to third, or rather Gatewood to a third base. But it bounces over the head of Dominic Fletcher and up over the fencing. So instead of Gatewood getting to third base, he has a double. The run does score, though. Would have been a bigger break had it not been for that wild pitch that allowed Wallach to get to second base, because obviously Wallach would have had to stop at third. But it still saves a base in terms of the batter runner, Gatewood. And that pitch is in for a strike. It's nothing and one. And off the bat, I was gauging the reaction of Dominic Fletcher, and I think Fletcher thought that he would have had that one sized up just going straight to his left. But you saw Fletcher break back instantly when he realized that ball was going to soar back there. And by that time, it was too late to make a play as Jameson spins and it looks Gatewood back to the bag at second. So the Bees are on the board. We'll see how Jameson responds after giving up his first run of the afternoon. A swing and a fly ball. This is to left. And crouching to his left is Canzone. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So just the one run for the Bees on two aces errors and one man left. And again, that wild pitch kind of hurt Jameson there. Otherwise, he would have gotten out unscathed. But so it goes. Dre, nice response after giving up that RBI double, getting Palamaki to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's the Aces 3 and the Bees 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Aces 3, Bees 1. Reno saw Salt Lake cut into its lead with a run in the top of the fifth, and now they bat in the bottom of the fifth, and in from the left side, Dominic Fletcher, the top of the order, who takes a called strike over for Michael Lorenzen to begin the fourth inning, and Junk gave up a two-out homer, a solo shot, but a two-out homer to Camden Dusenak in the fourth. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing in two to Fletcher, who singled and scored in the first. He flied out to center his last time up. Three runs, five hits for the Aces, one run, three hits for the Bees. Neither team has committed an error. Balanced infield, two on either side of second for the left-handed hitting Fletcher, and the 0-2 is up and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. Some A's, B's ties, or Aces, B's ties. I guess A's and B's, but Aces, B's ties in this year's edition of the season series. Dominic Fletcher, of course, the brother of David, played on rehab this season for Salt Lake and was a former Salt Lake B. Is that pitch up and in, and it's two balls and two strikes. So the Fletcher brothers are among the ties between the Aces and the B's. Also, Gil Velasquez, former Salt Lake B, now the Aces manager. That's lashed foul off to the left. It's 2-2. Gil Velasquez was a Triple-A All-Star with the B's in 2011. Gil hit 328 in 123 games with Salt Lake that year. Gilly had a couple of nice seasons, and everybody that I've talked to that to watch Gil Velasquez play just loved his game. As that swung on and missed and down on strikes goes Dominic Fletcher. So Junk with his fourth strikeout. Jansen Junk has yet to record an out on a ball put in play. One down and Corbin Carroll coming up next. Pitch, and Carroll takes lone outside, ball one. Corbin singled the opposite way in the first inning. He beat the shifts, and they play that same shift on him right now. The third baseman, Duffy, is way off the line and tight to the infield grass. The center fielder, Duggar, is slightly hitting. Carroll is taken just off the outside. Carroll with that great discipline and strike zone judgment. Now has himself in a hitter's count, two balls and no strikes. Is taken just high, and it's three balls and no strikes. And sometimes it's the pitches you take that help your average. Corbin Carroll has that discerning eye, as I mentioned, but he gets himself into a lot of hitter-friendly counts. 3-0 is inside, ball four, and here Carroll walks on four pitches. So Corbin is on, and he'll be a pest for Jansen Junk and Buddy Kennedy coming up next. I'm not sure if you've seen The Captain. I know a lot of folks have on the ESPN, that Derek Jeter series. It's really entertaining. And if you grew up watching baseball in the late 90s, early 2000s, it's especially good. But Derek Jeter had a great quote. He said, I've tried to hit one pitch my entire career, a fastball down the middle. And, you know, you get yourself, obviously at more pitches than that, but you get yourselves into spots or yourself into a spot as a hitter where you can hone in on one pitch. And it's going to be a big help to you as Carroll picked off of first. Corbin Carroll is picked off, and maybe too ambitious a lead there for Carroll, and he had a little bit of a hitch, and that throw was just put right on the money by Jansen Junk. That was a perfect pickoff throw to first. It led Ford's glove right into Corbin Carroll. So pickoff 1-3. And that takes care of that. Now two outs and the base is empty. That's a huge help to Jansen Junk. The pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Obviously, in a vacuum, it's a big help because there are two outs now and the base is empty, but also because the guy you picked off is an absolute terror on the base pass, Corbin Carroll. Here's the 0-1, and it is in for a strike, and it's nothing in two. Just to finish that Derek Jeter thought, that's kind of the way that hitters... So that pitch beautifully dropped in on the inside corner. That's the way hitters operate in their own minds. They try and get that pitch into their honey hole, and getting into a favorable count helps in that endeavor as that pitch is outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. And the fact that Corbin Carroll has that great strike zone judgment, it's going to help him a ton in the long run. The 1-2, and just off the outside, two balls and two strikes. that peach, your buddy Kennedy. Two balls and two strikes. It worked out for him, obviously. 2-2. And a swing and a fly ball left field. This is at Gatewood, who's angled to his right and makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And Junk faces the minimum that inning despite the one-out walk to Carroll as he picked him off, and that aids him in facing the minimum. We go to the top of the sixth. It's the Aces 3 and the Bees 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Matt Duffy starts the top of the sixth in the batter's box with the Aces leading the Bees 3-1. Hello, everyone. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us. Adam Nichols to my left, Aces PR ace. Devin Galang directing our broadcast and his tremendous camera crew giving you all the sun-soaked views today from Greater Nevada Field. That pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Duffy, who is 0-2. Duffy has struck out swinging and grounded into a fielder's choice. That pitch is swung on and fouled back. No balls and two strikes to Duffy. Dylan Thomas and Michael Stefanik to follow. Hey, why don't we show Adam? You want to slide in the shot? Typical PR guy, doesn't want any recognition. Second baseman Stankiewicz shaded toward the middle. That pitch is low and outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Again, the Aces will head back on the road next week, or I guess this week. Sunday's technically the start of the week, right? As that pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. And Duffy is rung up, and Dre Jameson continues to throw strikes. 75 pitches now for Dre, 51 strikes, and that one finding the outside edge. And that is out number one. And for Jameson, his third strikeout, and Dylan Thomas comes up next. Thomas is 0-1. He lined out to Duzenak, the overshifted shortstop in the first. Duz made a nice diving play, and then Thomas walked his last time up in the fourth, and he takes outside ball one. But conventional wisdom would suggest that Monday is the start of the week, but I think technically the calendar starts on Sunday. The calendar week starts on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. In any event, this week, the Aces will be in Sacramento as that swung on and missed. And it's one ball and one strike. Tuesday, the series begins. Aces and the Rivercats from Sutter Health Park in Sac. And that'll be a 6:35 first pitch. Our pregame coverage on the rim. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled off to the left. And now 1-2. It'll be 98 on Tuesday. That's the projected high. Pitch is low and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Ronnie Williams will start for Sacramento. Haven't seen him. Sounds like the name of a lounge singer. There's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul off to the left. Ronnie Williams for the Rivercats scheduled, and Corbin Martin scheduled for the Aces from Sutter Health Park. It was a singer, was it Robbie Williams? Robbie Williams, right? Early 2000s? Millennium, I think, was the song, as that pitch is off the outside, and it's 3-2. I know Drew McDonald is down there racking his brain for some Robbie Williams now. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and pulled foul off the, or actually it didn't go off the facing of the first base dugout. It went down the stairwell. Everybody's okay down there, but found that stairwell on the backside of the dugout. Robbie Williams had some bangers in the late 90s. Angels, right? Yep. I'm loving Angels instead. Millennium was for sure one. I feel like, he was part of the group that sang Back for Good, right? There's a 3-2, and it's low and inside, ball four. So Dylan Thomas walks, and Michael Stefanik comes up next. Take that, yeah. I wanted to say the name of the band was A-ha, but they did Take on Me. No way, they're playing Take on Me right now. That's spooky. That's really spooky. Like, as I mentioned it, there was no communication there. They didn't know I was about to mention that song, and there it plays. We are one right now at the production room. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike, and it's nothing in one to Stefanik with Thomas at first base after drawing a one-out walk. Here's the 0-1. It swung on and missed, and now nothing in two. Strikes to Stefanik, who's lined out to third and grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Evan Ferris with the audio today down there, so he must be dialed into what I'm thinking, which is a little bit creepy, actually, as that pitch is low and outside. A check swing and no, says the first base umpire. That's Lou Williams. Now I have those Robbie Williams songs stuck in my head. I know. I mean, it's literally been, I think, over two decades maybe since I've heard one of those songs. That pitch is swung on and chopped toward the middle. It's going to be taken by Stankiewicz. Steps on second for one off his back foot. Throw to first in time for two. And an inning-ending double play, and it's the second double play induced by Trey Jameson. That was a nice job by Stankiewicz. That was a high hopper. And Stankiewicz had to concentrate on getting the ball in his glove, get his footwork right, and then off his back foot fire a strike to first, and he did all that. And the inning is over. Nicely done by Stankiewicz. No runs, no hits, no errors. And after that, none left. And going to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's the Aces 3 and the Bees 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of.
Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all natural ingredients. Plus is made in-house and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy. Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Seth Beer leads it off for the Aces. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Jansen Junk, the right-hander, delivers, and Beer takes low and inside, ball one. Reno 3 and Salt Lake 1. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in the biggest little city. A defensive change for the Bees. Jose Gomez has come into play third base for Matt Duffy, so Duffy's day of rehab is done. And the pitch is swung on and lined foul into the seats down the left field line. And it's 1-1. So it'll be Jose Gomez hitting at the top of the order now for Salt Lake. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Look out in Suite 8. Off the facade of the suite to our left. One ball and two strikes to Beer, who is grounded out and flied out. The ground out brought in a run. See the adjusted lineup for Salt Lake with Gomez now at the top of the order. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a foul off to the left. So stays a ball and two strikes to Beer. Again, Seth grounded out to produce the first run of the game in the first inning. The Aces have had three separate scoring innings today. BI double by Duzenac, and then the fourth on a two-out solo homer by Duzenac, his third straight game with a home run. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a foul back. Look out, Adam. Right above our booth. Ball and two strikes to Seth Beer. The infield shifted to the right. The second baseman Stefanik on the grass and short right as Beer swings and shoots it foul through the first base coach's box. There's a right-hander playing catch in the Salt Lake bullpen. And that would be Austin Warren. Pitch, and it is strike three called. That one, a backdoor slider to Seth Beer, and he is rung up. And that is out number one here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Knocking on the back door that time. Jansen Junk, a good-looking pitch there. So one away. And Dominic Canzone, that is the fifth strikeout for Junk. Only one out on a ball put in play since Jansen Junk's been in the game. There's Warren out in the bullpen if you're watching along with us on MILB TV. Fans, take a journey with us through Platform 9 and 3 quarters on Saturday, September 3rd. Magical evening with the Reno Aces, presented by My Ride to Work and Wild 102.9 FM, featuring a Wizarding Wand giveaway, Sorting Hat Station, Tyler's amazing balancing act, and photo opportunities throughout the concourse tonight. You won't want to miss. For tickets, if you visit renoaces.com, and that'll be on Saturday, September 3rd. Can you get ready for the Earth, Wind, and Fire memes, by the way. There's the pitch, and it is off the outside, ball one. Those are coming at you in short order. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a foul back to the left. And it's even at one ball and one strike to Canzone. Ace is hoping to be dancing in September. Again, they need to win the PCL West, and they'll have a ticket to Vegas to play in that AAA tournament. A swing and a slow bouncer to the right side. It's collected by the overshifted shortstop, Palamaki. That's about as far over as you'll see a shortstop go to make a play. On the right side of the infield, Palamaki was already in the shift, and so he just had to cut over. But, I mean, he was just a few feet from first base by the time he made that throw. And here comes Lou Marson, and that looks like it'll do it for Jansen Junk. So two up and two down, and they're going to lift him here for Austin Warren. Junk at 49 pitches, and Warren will be the new Salt Lake pitcher when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. We're still in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs. and the base is empty. The ace is 3 and the B is 1. And we're back to Greater Nevada Field after this call to bullpen break on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone.
You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face.
That's right. Your face needs to eat, too.
Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big, heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.oceans tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
New pitcher for the Bees, and we are still in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Aces leading 3-1. It was 2-up and 2-down for Jansen Junk this inning. So Austin Warren takes over in a clean spot with the bases clear and 2 outs. Junk goes 2 2/3 innings, and he gave up 1 run, the homer to Duznak. That pitch is going to miss for ball one. Up high to Jake Hager. Hager 0-for-1. He's walked and scored. He's also struck out swinging. Here's the 1-0, and it is up and in. 2 balls and no strikes. Junk 2 2/3. He gave up the 1 run. It was earned, and that home run that he gave up to Duznak, one of 2 hits he allowed. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. A lot of strikeouts for Jansen Junk today. Here's the 2-0. And a swing and a fly ball lifted to right. Dylan Thomas shielding his eyes from the bright sun out there, and Thomas drifts back a step and makes the catch, and that ends the inning. More or less, that was right at him. Nothing across for the Aces as Junk and Warren collaborate on a 1-2-3 inning. And we go to the top of the seventh here at Greater Nevada Field. It's the Aces 3 and the Bees 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken, food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Mike Ford to lead it off for the Bees. We go to the top of the seventh. Fans between innings were entertained by Sarah Beth and Celine, two of our season ticket members, with the knocker balls out there in center field. So they were the between innings entertainment, so congrats to Sarah Beth and Celine. I'm not sure who won, but congratulations whoever won that. As that pitch is going to miss ball one to Mike Ford. Ford in from the left side is 0-2. He's grounded to short, fly to left, and he stings one right into the glove of Seth Beer. Beer crouching down, didn't have to take a step anywhere, just had to turn to his right and stab it for out number one. We call that an Adam ball. Get right at him. And one away, and Keen Wong coming up next. Wong is 0-2. He's grounded back to the mound and grounded to the shortstop. Dre Jameson about to throw his 90th pitch, and that one is upstairs, ball one. I would venture to guess this is probably Dre's last inning. We'll see, but he has been spectacular today. Aces 3, B's 1, and Jameson shoves, and it is off the outside, and it's 2-0 to Wong, to be followed by Chad Wallach. Jameson gave up a run in the fifth inning. It was a one-out single by Wallach, and then a two-out ground rule RBI double off the bat of Gatewood, as that is a strike, and it's 2-1. Big cut there by Wong. Two balls and one strike. Third baseman Hager even with the bag off the line, and a swing and a little looper shallow center field, and Duzenak flying through the air makes another great catch today. Camden Duzenak doing it all today. He's homered in a third straight game, and for the second time he flies through the air to help Dre Jameson. Did it in the first, he does it again in the seventh, and Camden Duzenak's a guy you want on your team. Chad Wallach in from the right side, and the pitch is swung on and chopped foul off the netting above the third base sidewall for a strike one on Wallach. Dre Jameson's been spectacular today. He's been helped out in two instances, big time, by Camden Duzenak, making diving catches as that pitch is in tight, and it's 1-1. Duzenak robbed Dylan Thomas in the first inning on a ball hit on the infield. That time, Duzenak had a venture to the outfield grass and got horizontal as that pitch is swung on and missed, and now 1-2. Great slider there from Jameson. One ball and two strikes to Wallach, who again singled and scored the only Salt Lake run to this point in the game. Jameson about to throw his 97th pitch, and it's on the way, and it's swung on and missed, and Dre Jameson ends this outing most likely with an exclamation point. A 1-2-3 inning and his fourth strikeout of the outing, and Jameson pumped up as he leaves the mound and heads back to the third base dugout. What an outing today for Dre. And nothing across for the Bees in the top of the seventh as we stand and stretch on a summer day in Reno. It's the Aces 3, the Bees 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper man, one called to you. You to the summer wind.
Camden Duzenac will lead off the bottom of the seventh inning, and Duzenac's been the man of the hour for the Aces today. Duzenac has homered. He's made two sparkling defensive plays to help Dre Jameson. And a new pitcher for the Bees, it's Jose Marte. And Marte, the hard-throwing right-hander, deals in tight to Duz. For ball one, Duzenac, an RBI double in the second, a home run in the fourth, two for two, and the pitch is in tight, and it's two balls and no strikes. Duzenac, Dominic Maroglio, and Drew Stankiewicz. The second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle, the outfield straight away. 2-0, and it's high and tight, three balls and no strikes. Marte, originally a San Francisco Giants product, and he's making his 31st relief appearance with the Bees this season, 0-2 with a 5.87 ERA. The 3-0 is taken for a strike, and it's 3-1. Taylor Widener is getting loose in the Aces' pen, so likely it'll be Widener once we get to the top of the eighth. Aces are six defensive outs away from winning the series. The 3-1 is outside, ball four. Duzenac coaxes a walk to start the seventh and remain perfect on the afternoon. So one on, and Dominic Maroglio coming up next. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express, as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Maroglio, 1-for-2, single to left center his last time up, and the pitch is taken low, ball one. Maroglio, an outstanding job handling Dre Jameson today behind the throw to first, and back standing goes Duzenac. We've talked about it earlier, but there is very much a synergy between Dre Jameson and Dominic Maroglio when working as battery mates. The 1-0, and a breaking ball tumbles in for a strike, and it's even at 1-1. Marte's been in the big leagues for five games this season with the Halos, and he's given up three runs on one hit in five and a third innings with seven walks and seven strikeouts. Runner goes, the pitch is going to be taken for a strike. The throw down is not in time, and Camden Duzenac continues to do it all today and add a stolen base to his resume this afternoon. Duzenac, his sixth steal in his ninth attempts. And the pitch was not a called strike. It was a strike on the check swing. So that just to clean that up, Maroglio went too far with the bat. They called him on the swing. No matter how you slice it, it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Maroglio, and a pitch. And Dom swings and fouls it back. Outfield straight away, two on either side of second. Marte on the first base side of the rubber, and the 1-2 is swung on and missed. 90-mile-an-hour cutter there from Jose Marte, and Maroglio could not find it. I believe he foul-tipped it in the mitt of the catcher, Wallen. So that out is a help for Marte, especially the form in which it came, a strikeout, which keeps Duzenac at second base with one out. And Stankiewicz, again in his Aces debut today, is 0-for-2. He has grounded to second and struck out swinging, and the pitch is taken low, ball one. Stankiewicz batting with Duzenac at second base and one out. The Pitch is in for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Stankiewicz out of Arizona State. 11th round selection of the Phillies in 2014. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back. That rang off the mask of the catcher, Wallach. And it's now 1-2. Looked pretty tough there for Wallach, but did not show any signs of being in pain or having his bell rung. One ball and two strikes to Stankiewicz. The 1-2. And a swing and a ground ball foul, first base side off the facing of the dugout. Stankiewicz, 11th round selection of the Phillies in 2014, as I mentioned. And has yet to see big league time. Last season was with the Twins in AAA with St. Paul for 45 games. Also played in Mexico for Puebla. Pitch. And it swung on and missed. And Stankiewicz down on strikes. And after the leadoff walk, back-to-back strikeouts for Jose Marte. And with two down, back to the top of the order. And Dominic Fletcher, who's 1-for-3. Fletcher singled and scored in the first. The Aces have had three separate scoring innings, as I've mentioned. The first, the second, and the fourth. And with a clutch hit here from Dominic Fletcher, they could make it the seventh with Duzenac at second base and two outs. The pitch. And Fletcher swings and fouls it back for strike one. Nothing in one to Fletcher, and Marte throws, and Fletcher swings and foul tips that off the equipment of Wallach, and now Fletcher behind nothing in two. That was actually off the mitt of Chad Wallach. Better than off the mask. He had just taken a nasty shot, it looked like, off the mask, so that, good to see that one go off the mitt. No balls and two strikes. To the left-handed hitting Dominic Fletcher, the pitch, and Fletcher swings and chops it foul up the first base side. On the out-of-town scoreboard there in the bottom of the fourth inning in Tacoma, Albuquerque and Tacoma tied 4-4. The other games are later tonight. 4:05 Pacific, Oklahoma City, Sugarland, 4:05 Pacific, El Paso at Round Rock, and then 7:05 tonight, Sacramento at Vegas. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. And, of course, if the Aces were to win this game and the Aviators were to lose their game, the lead would grow to 9. 9 games for the Aces, and that would be the biggest lead they've had all season in the PCL West. If the Aces win and the Aviators lose tonight. The 0-2 is way inside. And a count, one ball and two strikes. That one knocked Fletcher off his feet. Again, we'll be in Sacramento on Tuesday to begin this next road trip. 6:35 first pitch. Our pregame coverage at 6:25. Robbie Williams and Corbin Martin. One ball and two strikes. The pitch and a swing and a little looper center field and a base hit. Hitting third base is Duzenac, and he'll score. And there is the clutch hit by Dominic Fletcher with two outs to drive in a run. Duzenac dents the plate for a second time today. And the Aces have an insurance run. It's 4-1. That was down, and Fletcher went and got it and just flicked it into shallow. Dominic Fletcher, and Fletcher now 2-for-4 on the day. And the Aces a 4-1 advantage in the bottom of the seventh. So the leadoff walk becomes a run. And Corbin Martin takes a strike on the outside corner. Martin is 1-for-2. Or Carroll, I beg your pardon. Corbin Carroll is 1-for-2. Just talking about Corbin Martin starting on Tuesday. Had the wrong Corbin. A throw to first and diving back goes Fletcher. Now Fletcher is going to take off, and they're going to call a balk on Marte. So Marte started and then stopped once he realized that Fletcher was halfway to second, and that becomes a balk. Which is too bad for Fletcher because he had a stolen base, but that technically now goes as a balk. Either way, Fletcher in scoring position. Fletcher kept creeping off the bag, and obviously the balk is right there to see as that pitch is in tight, and it's 1-1. A lot of times balks can be very subtle. That was not. And you can tell Marte is upset with himself out there. One ball and one strike. Fletcher at second base with two outs. 1-1 to Corbin Carroll in the pitch. And Carroll takes up and away, and it's 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, the ace is a 4-1 lead. Reno is out hit Salt Lake 6-3. The pitch, and Carroll looks at one down and in, and it's 3-1. Breeze coming through. It's the first time that I've noticed the breeze coming through pretty steadily, starching those flags out there and right. Three balls and one strike to Carroll. And the pitch is swung on and missed. 88 on that cutter from Marte. It was a center cut pitch. Now full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, and Carroll swings and lifts one foul out of play to the left. Should Corbin Carroll extend this inning, Buddy Kennedy would bat next. Otherwise, Kennedy would lead off the eighth once we get there. Three and two. And the pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. Corbin Carroll rung up on a pitch that was in there by an eyelash. According to the Hawkeye, that is, if you look at that to replay, you can understand why Carroll may have thought that pitch was down and away. Still not a bad take, though, there if you're Corbin Carroll. And that's the third strikeout of the inning for Marte, but the Aces do get one run on one hit. The leadoff walk blossoms into a run. No errors, and one man left stranded. Now to the eighth inning, it's the Aces 4 and the Bees 1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone.
You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face.
That's right. Your face needs to eat, too.
Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big, heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling,
no. Taylor Widener, the new pitcher for the Aces. He takes over for Dre Jameson, the starter here in the top of the eighth. And Widener's first pitch is outside, ball one to Steven Duggar. And what an outing for Dre Jameson. He goes 7, and he gives up one run. It was earned on only 3 hits. And a pitch is taken low and inside. For Dre Jameson, it is the fourth time in his last five outings that he has gone seven. The 2-0 is swung on and lifted to right. Carroll coming in and to his left. Carroll slides, trying for a backhand play. And the ball lands in front of him. Corbin does a nice job to knock it down and keep it from getting by him. But Steven Duggar with a leadoff single here in the top of the eighth inning, with the Aces leading 4-1. Carroll coming in and to his left, and just out of his range. So in from the right side, Jake Gatewood. Three to the left of second, the outfield straight away, and Widener delivers, and it's swung on and cracked foul off to the right for strike one. Jameson, in his outing, walked two and struck out four. So again, the final line for Dre Jameson. Seven innings, he gave up, but one run it was earned on three hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. And he is in line to be the winning pitcher if the Aces can maintain this lead. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. 93 on the heater from Widener, and it's nothing in two. Widener making his 23rd appearance with the Aces, 1-2 with a 6.30 ERA. In 30 innings, he's allowed 21 earned runs on 37 hits, 11 walks, 39 strikeouts. And again, that is in 30 innings. Here's the 0-2, and just off the outside with a fastball at 94. Good 0-2 pitch, though, and a good eye displayed by Jake Gatewood. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a rocket foul gets into the seats down the left field side. 4,779 paid attendance today. Another great crowd to end a really awesome homestand. 4,779, 4,779 the paid attendance figure today, Greater Nevada Field. One ball, two strikes. And a pitch, and a swing and a ground ball to third. This is a double play ball. Hager goes to second for one. Stankiewicz to turn to first for two. The third double play induced by Aces pitching. And that takes care of the leadoff single. Easy does it. 5-4-3 on the buy one, get one free. So two down, and Jake Palamaki, who's 0-2. Palamaki dropped down a bunt single. That was the B's first hit of the game. Came with two outs in the third inning after Jameson retired eight in a row to begin his outing. And a pitch swung on and lifted to left center field. This will send Canzone and Fletcher toward the alley in left center, but Fletcher, the center fielder, decelerates as he gets in position and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So Widener, despite the leadoff single, faces the minimum. No runs, a hit, no errors, and none left. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Reno 4, Salt Lake 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
We're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ricardo Reyes making his 37th relief appearance for Salt Lake. He'll take over near the bottom of the eighth inning to start this frame. The Aces leading 4-1. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network on a beautiful Sunday in Northern Nevada. The first is up and away, ball one. Kennedy 0-for-3. He's flied out twice and struck out swinging. 4 runs, 6 hits for the Aces, 1 run, 4 hits for the Bees. The Aces are 3 defensive outs away from taking 4 of 6 in this set. That pitch is low and inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Reyes taking over for Jose Marte, who went 1 inning. He allowed 1 run on 1 hit. The run was earned. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. The 2-0, and it's outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Reyes 3-4 with a 3.89 ERA. The hard-throwing right-hander deals, and it's a strike, and it's 3-1. Reyes in 37 innings has allowed 16 earned runs on 28 hits, 27 walks, 50 strikeouts, again in 37 innings. So a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts for Reyes. 3-1 is taken for a strike. That one just got the outside corner at 97. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Kennedy. Seth Beer to follow, and then Dominic Canzone. And a 3-2. In tight, ball four. It straightens Kennedy up, so Reyes issues a leadoff walk, and Seth Beer comes up next. Fans, the Aces once again taking the field as Los Corazones de Reno as part of MILB's Copa de la Diversión. September 15th and 16th, they take on the Rivercats here. And don't miss out on the fun. Get your tickets at RenoAces.com. Should be an electric month of September for Aces fans. A lot to cheer about as the pitch is in tight, ball one. As Aces team looks to be heading into September in first place and by a decent margin. So all these September home games, they're going to be as fun on the field as they will be off the field with the promotions we have coming up. The 1-0 pitch is off strike. That clipped the top left corner of the zone, and it's 1-1. The 1-1. And a swing and a chop to the right side. It's going to be 2 bounces to Stefanik. He goes to second for one, and the throw to first is in time for 2. On a 4-5-3 double play. Looked like Gomez was the guy that handled that. It was in the shift. So 4-5-3 on the twin killing. And with that, 2 outs and Dominic Canzone coming up next. Always dicey in the shift, especially the way Salt Lake shuffles the infield and exchanges third base and shortstop. But that was 4-5-3. Stefanik to Gomez to Ford. And now with 2 outs, the base is clear. Here's Canzone, who swings and cues it foul third base side. Maybe the last chance for Canzone to extend a 5-game hit streak. Canzone 0-for-3 today. He's struck out twice and grounded to short. Pitch and a swing and a little flare shallow right field. Thomas to his left. It drops in for a base hit. It'll be a 6-game hit streak for Dominic Canzone. Maybe the last order of business today for the Aces, extending that Canzone hit streak, and he gets it done with 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth and likely his last at bat. Right in front of Dylan Thomas, a clean single for Dominic Canzone, and again a 6-game hit streak. Jake Hager, who's 0-for-2. Hager walked and scored in the second. Since then, has struck out swinging, fly to right. And a pitch, and Hager swings and misses. Reyes went up high with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. There is a right-hander standing on the mound in the Aces bullpen. The pitch is up high, and a check swing is appealed. He did not go. Williams. It's like Mitchell Stumpo. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball. That is to left field. Gatewood initially went back, now comes in, and Gatewood makes the catch. And that ends the inning, so Hager now 0-3. And Reyes with a scoreless bottom of the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left stranded. And the Aces are three outs away from taking 4 of 6 in this set. We go to the top of the ninth, and it's Reno 4, Salt Lake 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Yumot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Mitchell Stumpo on to try and save this game for Dre Jameson, the most comfortable of save spots. The Aces leading by 3 runs. Going to the top of the ninth inning, Taylor Widener went 1 inning. He pitched the eighth, and Widener gave up a leadoff single, then induced a double play and a flyout, so he faced the minimum despite allowing a hit. And Stumpo's first pitch is in for a called strike to Jose Gomez, who's batting for the first time in this one. Gomez batting 192, 2 homers and 4 runs batted in. Again, he came on defensively to start the bottom of the sixth, replacing the rehabbing Matt Duffy as he swings and fouls it off to the right. And it's nothing and two. Stumpo making his 35th relief appearance, 1-2 with a 4.73 ERA. 32 and a third innings, he's allowed 17 earned runs on 23 hits, 23 walks, and 35 strikeouts. The second baseman Stankiewicz shaded toward the middle. And the 0-2 is swung on and pulled to the left side. It's going to be backhanded by the shortstop, Duzenak, with a lunge down, a long throw, and a good stretch on the back end by Seth Beer. Out number one, and Camden Duzenak, another nice defensive play, and a nice play on the back end by Seth Beer as well. Duzenak was off kilter there, his momentum taking him away deep in the hole to his right. And a nice save on the backhand by Beer, and Duzenak points his way, says thank you very much. Duzenak's had a whale of a game today. One away, and Dylan Thomas is in from the left side. Thomas is 0-for-1, and the pitch is low and inside, ball one. Thomas lined out to the shortstop, Duzenak. That, I think, was a critical play in this game. It was the second out of the game, but it kept Dre Jameson in a groove in which he retired 8 in a row to begin his outing, and that pitch in tight, and it's 2-0. So that really set the tone, I think, for Dre's outing. 2 balls and no strikes to Dylan Thomas. Shortstop Duzenak shaded toward the middle, and that pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 2-1. And a swing and a pop-up foul out of play to the left, and make it 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Dylan Thomas. With Michael Stefanik on deck, Aces 4 and the Bees 1. Reno is out, hit Salt Lake 7-4. And the Aces 2 outs away from a series victory. The 2-2. And a swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Dylan Thomas. Mitchell Stumpo, that 88-mile-an-hour slider, his bread and butter, left it elevated that time. And Stumpo with a strikeout. That is the fifth for Aces pitching today, and it has put the Aces one out away from taking the finale of this series. Michael Stefanik, all that's standing in the way, and he's 0 for 3. He's lined to third and grounded into two double plays today. As that swung on and fouled back for strike one. And again, the Aces, after the day off tomorrow, will be in Sacramento on Tuesday. Reno and the Rivercats Tuesday at 6:35 from Sutter Health Park. And our pregame will be at 6:25 on the radio. The pitch is in the dirt and bounces off the dirt and off the mask of Maroldio. One ball and one strike. Stumpo sets, kicks, and delivers the 1-1. And a swing and a line drive over the glove of the leaping Stankiewicz into center field. And a base hit to keep this game going. That would have been an exciting just over the webbing of the glove of Stankiewicz, who timed the leap perfectly. So Stefanik, who otherwise has had a tough afternoon, gets a base hit here with two outs in the ninth inning to keep the game going and get the possible tying run into the on-deck circle. Ford in from the left side takes a strike, and it's nothing in one. So now the Bees need Mike Ford to get aboard to get Keane Wong to the plate as the possible tying run. And now the fans will get into it, try and help Stumpo, the 0-1. A swing and a miss. Nasty slider down and in. No balls, two strikes. Three to the right of second. The second baseman Stankiewicz on the grass and short right as that pitch low and outside. A slider from Stumpo down and away. And a count 1-2. Fans on their feet, and the 1-2 is going to be a check swing, and on the appeal, no swing, says the third base umpire, James Fitzpatrick, ruling from the middle of the diamond on that. Ace is a strike away from ending this homestand in the win column. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, a slider tied him in knots to the inside, and Mitchell Stumpo nails down the save on this Sunday afternoon in downtown Reno. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left for the Bees, and that tying run left in the on-deck circle. The Aces take 4 of 6 from Salt Lake, an impressive homestand, and they ended with a 4-1 victory here this afternoon. Our final totals, the Aces 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Bees 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Dre Jameson, who's now 5-9. The losing pitcher on Major League Rehab, on in the save to Mitchell Stumpo, his fifth. The paid attendance was 4,779. 4,779 in a well-attended weekend here at Greater Nevada Field. And we'll have the official time of the game on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next on the radio side. If you're with us on the television side, we'll say so long for now. Our thanks to Devin Galang, who directed our broadcast today, along with his very talented video team. Again, thanks to all the folks involved with our MILB TV production. We'll have a brief post-game wrap coming up next on the radio side. As again, our final score today, the Reno Aces 4, the Salt Lake Bees 1, and the post-game show is coming up next on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the desert sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies,
smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carry out at Mountain Mike's.
Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Welcome back inside Greater Nevada Field. Zach Beirutti, glad to have been with you for this one as it has gone final. The Reno Aces, what a finish to this homestand. The Aces take 4 of 6 from the Bees, and they punctuate this series with a 4-1 victory today. A very, very well-pitched game by Trey Jameson. Camden Duzenac also with a magnificent performance offensively and defensively. And let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 5 stranded. The Bees, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 3. The winning pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 5-9. The losing pitcher, Michael Lorenzen, he's now 0-1. And Mitchell Stumpo with his 5th save in a game that took 2 hours and 19 minutes. The paid attendance was 4,779, 4,779 on hand to take it in on what was a spectacular Sunday weather-wise here at Greater Nevada Field. Well, let's take you back through it. We'll start in the top of the first inning. Nobody scored. The Bees didn't score in the top of the first inning. But there was a key play that really set the tone for Camden Duzenac's day. With one out, Dylan Thomas came up. He lined a ball. It looked like it was destined to get into right center field. And Camden Duzenac made a diving catch for the second out of the inning. And I mentioned at the time that it happened that that's probably going to be a memorable play if the Aces win a game such as the game they just won. Because it kept Dre Jameson in a nice groove. You never know how pitchers... outing is going to go if there's disruptions early, and that Dylan Thomas ball that Duzenac caught assured the second out of the inning, and then Dre Jameson went on to retire 8 in a row to begin his outing, and I think that was a big tone setter, and I think that play by Duzenac was huge in the top of the first inning. We go facing Michael Lorenzen on Major League Rehab, got started with back-to-back singles from Dominic Fletcher and Corbin Carroll, put runners at the corners. Carroll would steal second, and Seth Beer would ground out to the right side to bring in Fletcher a couple of batters later, and that would give the Aces a 1-0 lead. Reno doubled its lead in the second inning, a leadoff walk drawn by Jake Hager, and then Camden Duzenac with an RBI double to left center. Duzenac, the start of a perfect afternoon at the plate, and both of his hits for extra bases, and Duzenac's RBI double made it 2-0, and then the Aces added a run in the bottom of the fourth inning. This was off of Jansen Junk. The starter Lorenzen went 3 innings on rehab with that shoulder ailment. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. And then, as I mentioned, the Aces made it a 3-0 lead in the fourth with 2 outs and the bases empty after Junk got back-to-back strikeouts of Canzone and Hager. Duzenac came up and homered for a 3rd straight game. Homered over the left center field fence, the exact same spot he parked it last night. And Duzenac's home run would make it a 3-0 Aces lead. And that was the only run given up by Jansen Junk in 2 2/3 innings. The Bees' lone run of the game would come in the 5th inning. Jameson, with 1 out, gave up a single to Chad Wallach, who advanced to 2nd on a wild pitch. And that would be a big deal because 2 batters later, Jake Gatewood hit a ground rule double. And had that wild pitch not happened, the ground rule double would have caused Wallach to be held at 3rd base. But the ground rule double plated Wallach, and that made it a 3-1 ball game. And that was the only run given up by Jameson, who otherwise was awesome. Dre pitched around a 1-out walk in the 6th. He induced his 2nd double play of the outing in that inning, and then Jameson finished his outing with a 1-2-3 7th that he ended with a strikeout of Chad Wallach. Jameson, 7 innings for the 4th time in 5 outings. He gave up 1 run. It was earned on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. The Bees would see the Aces widen their lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. The last run of the game was scored by Reno. It was Jose Marte into pitch, and Marte issued a leadoff walk to Duzenac, who then stole second. Duz did a little bit of everything today. And then after back-to-back strikeouts of Maroglio and Stankiewicz, up came Dominic Fletcher, and Fletcher delivered a clutch two-out RBI single that scored Duzenac, the second time Duzenac crossed the plate in the game. And the Aces widening their lead. It was 4-1 at that point, and that would be plenty for Mitchell Stumpo in the ninth, and struck out Mike Ford to end the ball game. Our final totals, the Aces 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 5 stranded. The Bees 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 3. The winning pitcher, Trey Jameson, now 5-9. The losing pitcher, Michael Lorenzen, now 0-1. And Mitchell Stumpo, his 5th save in as many tries in a game that took a snappy 2 hours and 19 minutes. The paid attendance, 4,779. Here at Greater Nevada Field. On the out-of-town scoreboard, only one game is in progress. Everything else is later. It's Albuquerque 7 and Tacoma 5 up in Tacoma. That game is in the bottom of the sixth inning at Cheney Stadium. Getting underway in about a half hour, Oklahoma City at Sugarland. Also in about a half hour, El Paso at Round Rock. And then later tonight, 7:05, it'll be Sacramento at Vegas to close out that series. If the Rivercats defeat the Aviators, the Aces would have their largest lead in the West, 9 games going into Tuesday at Sacramento. The Aces have led by as many as 8.5 games in the standings, but if the Rivercats beat the Aviators tonight, it will be Reno's biggest lead in the West going into Tuesday. It will be a 9-game advantage. But no matter what happens, the Aces are assured of at least having an 8-game lead at the start of Tuesday's series in Sacramento. And speaking of, that is where we will see you next, at Sutter Health Park just over the Sierra on Tuesday. Robbie Williams on the mound for the Rivercats, Corbin Martin for the Aces. 6:35 first pitch on Tuesday, with our pregame coverage on the radio beginning at 6:25, and we will look forward to having you with us for that. And that about does it for us today from Greater Nevada Field. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all of their hard work. This homestand was awesome, and it is in big part thanks to them. They plan all these great events, and we had some bangers here over the weekend. A special thanks to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side of things, and to AJ Grimm and Chase Groden, who run the social media. For everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball, I'm Zach Beirutti saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score today, the Aces 4 and the Bees 1. Enjoy the day off tomorrow at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Again, 6:35 first pitch. Our pregame on the radio begins at 6:25, and we'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, what remains of your weekend, and so long from the biggest little city.